Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Sam Crowley, welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Great to have you with us today, Wednesday, January 7th, 2015. 2015, 7 days into the new year. I hope it's amazing for you. Kids are back at school after a snow day yesterday. Thank God. When you're an entrepreneur and you work from home and your kids have been home for 2 weeks, we love our kids. We love our kids. So no need to anybody send me email. Sam, aren't you the Everyday is Saturday guy? And I love my kids. And if I could spend more time with my kids, I would love to have. Okay. All right. That's great. Congratulations. So happy to hear how much you love your kids. I think it goes without saying we all love our kids. Heck, we all love your kids. Okay, but when you work from home and you need to be militant at how much you guard your time, sometimes having the little little kids out of the house, you can get back and focused on what you need to do and not having play dates and hot chocolate and all that stuff lends itself to a more successful entrepreneurial career. Am I right or am I right? So it's great to be back in the studio today. No distractions, nobody fighting. Nobody yelling. It's awesome. But I love my kids. Hey, I'm going to take a question via email today from Jason. He's asking about health insurance from an entrepreneur perspective. I think this is a really good question. Jason sent me this email over Christmas break. And, let me just read it. All right, let me get into it. All right, enough of the fluffity fluff. Let's get into the show. Sam, I really enjoy your show. I started listening in December. I hope you enjoyed your Christmas with the family and have a happy new year. Thank you, Jason. I remember listening to one of your podcasts where you spoke about the one roadblock to entrepreneurship. Such a hard word to spell. It is a hard word to spell. Isn't entrepreneurship a hard word to spell? I agree with that. Thank God for spell check. The major roadblock to entrepreneurship, healthcare insurance. In the past year, I've been putting a bug in my wife's ear that the only way we're going to make it in this world and get what we all need is for me to go out on my own. The earning potential is far greater than where I am now. Her primary concern and the reason she said you can just forget ever quitting your job is healthcare insurance. Could you go into a little more depth on this concern in one of your future podcasts, or is there a way to search your site for this topic in case you already covered it? Again, thanks for what you do. I hope you and your family have a happy and safe new year. Have the best day ever. I can always tell when a listener emails or tweets me because they always say, have the best day ever. Jason, great question, man. All right, let me answer this. Now, first of all, this is the world according to Sam Crowley, the guy who believes abnormal stands for above normal. Okay, so there's my disclaimer. I'm not a healthcare professional. I'm not an insurance actuarial individual. Matter of fact, I don't think I've ever consulted anybody on the topic of insurance unless they asked my opinion, which is what Jason's asking. So let me just tell you what I did. In 2005, I quit my job and I went on what's called COBRA here in the United States. All right, COBRA, at least where I worked at AT&T, your company has to provide you with COBRA insurance for, I think it's 18 months. Now, here's the problem. COBRA was $1,200 a month when I went out on my own. I'm like, you got to be flipping kidding me. Guys, this was 2005, okay? 2005. And then I'm like, yeah, okay, $1,200 a month. I made one payment, and then you guys know the story. I had to file bankruptcy anyway because the other business was going down the crapper. So I ended up going back to my job 60 days later. So health insurance really didn't come into play there. All right, I never lost it. Thank God, because my wife was 7 months pregnant, so I made the COBRA payments to keep the gap bridged, so to speak, from June of 2005 to August of 2005. I basically had to keep the wheels on for 2 months. You know, Now, fast forward to April 2007 when I quit, burned the bridge, blew up the bridge, I mean, to my company and told, you know, F you, I'm never coming back. I hate everything about being an employee, and I'm never taking an order again the rest of my life, all right? I saw Cobra coming down the pike again. It was $1,200 a month for a family of five, and we had no pre-existing conditions or anything like that. And then we moved to Bradford, Pennsylvania, my hometown where I have all these real estate rentals. So in August of that year, in 2007, when I moved to Pennsylvania, I went on a high deductible insurance plan, and it was $350 a month. Big difference, right? Between $1,200 a month, $350 a month. High deductible means you're basically going to pay out of pocket up until a certain amount. Mine was like $7,000 for the family, meaning the first $7,000 of annual medical bills my family was on the hook for, okay? Now, let me talk a little bit about this because this is really interesting, and I found out a lot about the healthcare system as I was on this journey. So I was happily paying $350 a month, paid for my own prescriptions and all that stuff, and I saved $800 to $900 a month by not being on, you know, Cobra. But, and people think, well, geez, $7,000. Well, let me tell you, what I started doing is I started taking my own health very seriously. And the only time I've ever listened to anybody in human resources in my 15-year corporate career was when we have the annual healthcare sign-up. It was in the fall of each year. You'd sign up, and they'd come on and give the dog and pony show about healthcare, what it means. And the one lady was really smart, and she said, look, if you just take care of yourself, why don't you go get a gym membership, eat better, the whole standard stuff we all hear. But for some reason, I was really tuned into her message. And she goes, get a gym membership, and you won't even need insurance unless it's catastrophic because your health, it's a lot easier and a lot cheaper to get a gym membership than it is to go to the doctor all the time. I thought, you know, that makes a hell of a lot of sense. So I did. And knock on wood, guys, let me tell you something. I have not been I don't even know when the last time I've been sick. Like, I haven't been to the doctor. You guys know I went to urgent care last March, got a shot in my back, but that's because I was lifting stupid amounts of weights, doing lat pull downs, and just wrenched a muscle in my back. I haven't been to the doctor in, I don't even know, what, 15 years maybe? I don't even know. I don't even have a primary physician. I have somebody listed on my health insurance because you have to, you know, list somebody, a doctor. But that's just the default drop-down box. Pick a doctor in Cincinnati, and that's my, you know, primary care physician. So I haven't been sick, and I think a lot of that has to do with I eat right. And this may sound boring, and I'm getting to Jason's answer because this is all a big story, okay? So I need a little bit of space to kind of set up this message for Jason and anybody else that's looking to go out on their own, or maybe you already are out on your own and you're thinking healthcare is a big issue. So I thought high deductible's fine. We'll pay for prescriptions. And then, of course, guys, prescriptions, you know, normal prescriptions, unless you've got some sort of really unique care that you need, whatever that be. I don't know if that might be depression, anxiety, diabetes, whatever, where you're going to need some sort of specialized medicine, then it can be expensive, absolutely. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying for, you know, this, that, you know, you got cold, flu symptoms, amoxicillin, things like that. Generic, it's like $10, you know, so it's not a big deal. It's a lot of $10 prescriptions to make up a $1,200 insurance payment, all right? So when I got to Pennsylvania and then I moved back to Ohio, I kept this $350 policy, and my kids had tubes in their ears and things that happen when your kids are 2, 3, 4 years old. And I remember Laura, my middle child, had tubes in her ears, and then she had them taken out. And we had health insurance, but I had this high deductible plan. And when you have a high deductible plan, you also get the benefit of the pre-negotiated rates that your insurance company has worked out with the person in the network, the provider, okay? And so it's not like you go to an emergency room and it's $800 to get stitches. It's going to be a negotiated rate, whatever your insurance company has, a $100 flat fee. That's it. Or if you go to the doctor, you get x-rays and things like that. Retail is $2,000. They've negotiated it down to $300. So it's because you're in a high deductible, you also get the benefit of those pre-negotiated rates. All right. So that's another benefit of going on one of these high deductible plans. Now, when Laura had her tubes taken out in 2008, it was like $3,000. And I was like, wow, holy cow. Now it's surgery, it's specialized, I get it. But I picked up the phone and I called the CFO or somebody high up in the hospital at the time. I said, hey, it's Sam Crowley. I'm getting ready to go to collections, I guess, on his bill because my monthly payments aren't enough to suffice you guys. Let me throw this out there to you. I owe you $3,000. I'll give you $1,500 right now to make this bill go away, and let's just call it even. He said, all right. He said, all right, cool. That's it. That's all it took. I asked the question. Hey, will you take – why do you think a CFO or anybody in a financial department would take $1,500 today versus installment payments of $100 a month for 30 months? Why? Because it's the time value of money, okay? That $3,000 is an imaginary figure, all right? It could be $2,000, could be $10,000. It's just a number they throw out there. It's like an airplane seat. No two people pay the same for health insurance. No two people pay the same on a doctor bill. Okay, you don't even know what your neighbor's paying. You two could go to the same doctor for the same symptoms, same disease, and pay completely different based on who your health insurance is and what you negotiated and all that stuff. So I said, hey, you take $1,500 now? Great, here's my Visa card. Done. That $3,000 bill was paid. I was happy. They were happy. They got their money. They got money now, all of it. They got $1,500 now versus $3,000 down the road. So then, and a couple years later, I'm like, the hell with all this insurance. I'm not even going to spend $400 a month. I'm just not having insurance at all. Now, this is the big gamble, guys, okay? I do not recommend you do this, but I'm a maverick. And this might be the stupidest thing you ever heard, or you might be thinking I did the same thing. But my insurance rates kept going up and up and up by like 25% a year. I was actually up near $500 a month for the same high deductible plan, and it was only a couple years later. 3 years later, maybe, I'm like, I'm done. It was like 2010, I'm done. I'm not having, honey, we got no insurance. Just, we're paying cash for everything. You know what happened? Now, fortunately, nobody got hit by a bus or broke a leg or anything like that. But we started going to kids, still got, you know, flu, cold symptoms, the stuff they go to school with, they bring home, they're out of school, you bring them to the doctor. $150 for a doctor visit. Now, I got three kids. Maybe over the course of a whole school year, they went to the doctor, let's just say four times, which was a lot. But let's just say each kid went one time. That's 150 times $450 total. Three kids times $150. Hell, let's just say this, all right? Let's say each kid went twice, all right? So that's $300, $450. That's, what is that, $900, all right, for the whole year. Of doctor visits. Let's throw in a couple hundred. Let's say throw in $300 of prescriptions, which we never spent that much on prescriptions. So like I told you, it's 10, 20 bucks. Sometimes I remember I did go to the grocery store, the Kroger, and it was like $100 for all of the prescriptions that Madeline needed at the time. Guys, I was out probably $1,500. It's the most I ever spent on healthcare for a year, for 4 years. I had no insurance for 4 years, okay? That was a monthly premium for Cobra, and it was a lot of money for that high deductible as well. Now, again, I'm not saying don't have insurance. Now, that's not an option. In the United States, you must have health insurance, okay? So that's not even an option anymore. So let's talk about this road you go down. This is all about being an entrepreneur. You got to know this stuff going into it, you know? Obamacare. We get forced into an Obamacare plan last year. And went out into the marketplace, and you go searching for insurance. And I know Obamacare, look, you guys know if you listen to the show, you can probably pick up, I'm not an Obama fan, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a liberal, I'm a Republican, conservative. I voted for Bill Clinton, though, in the late 90s, so over Bob Dole. So, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I'm open. I just believe in certain things, and, you know, that just – but I got a lot of liberal friends. I mean, we go to lunch, and we have a great time taking shots at each other. It's actually a lot of fun. I like being around people who think differently than me. I actually don't feel threatened by it. I actually enjoy a great conversation and a great debate. And, boy, did we have a lot of debates over Obamacare. So – get forced into Obamacare, and I'm out into the marketplace. It was November of 2013, and I'm searching and searching for, you know, Blue Cross and Aetna and CareSource and all these different Ohio and federal health care programs. And same thing, high deductible, low premium. And I found a health care plan out there. There was a million of them, guys. And, you know, based on your tax return, the way Obamacare works is you pick the plan. You give the healthcare.gov, you give them what you think you're going to make in the next calendar year or what you made this past year. I forget if you got to put it what you're projected or current. It doesn't matter. It's going to be about the same usually. When you're an entrepreneur, I know it floats up and down. But approximately, and then you get a credit, if there is one to be given to you, off of the monthly premium. So let's say the regular monthly premium, let's say you pick a great plan. They've got silver, gold, platinum. Let's say you pick a platinum plan, which is just awesome. It's got all the bells and whistles, and it's $800 a month, okay? That's about the highest one I saw on there, by the way. And based on what you've told them, what you're going to earn this year, they give you $400 a month off of that, so you're spending about $400 a month. Now, that again, that's the highest. You could spend $100 a month, all right? Some people, it's free, all right? I'm just saying that now that the healthcare marketplace is out there, and again, this isn't a political, okay, I don't want emails saying, I can't believe you're supporting Obamacare. No, God, I'm just telling you the way the landscape is right now, all right? I'm just telling you this is exactly how it works. And so I'm back on the insurance plan. I actually like it. I mean, I have insurance. It's a good plan. It's a high deductible plan, just like all my plans have been in the past. So my kids are covered if something goes wrong. You guys know I got a child that's been in the neonatal ICU unit for 143 days, right? So you know how much that's going to be over $1 million healthcare bill. That's going to be over $1 million healthcare bill. I've got the high deductible. Okay, so the most I'm on the hook for is maybe 10. Well, when they negotiate it down, 10, 20, 50 grand maybe, you know. But, guys, we're talking about $1 million health care bill, all right? Maybe I'm out 50. I don't know. The bills keep coming in and coming in and coming in. You know what I do? I pick up the phone, and I'm always talking. I'm always negotiating, and I'm always speaking to somebody who can make decisions, because that $2,500 bill I get for a half a day in the NICU is all of it's negotiable, baby. All of it's negotiable. You get somebody on the phone and you have a conversation. This is why I talk so much on my show about effective communication. Because when you know how to speak with people, to people, and I'm not saying you're getting something for nothing, because that's not what I'm looking to do. I'm looking to make sure that if there's a better rate out there for myself and my family, then I'm going to get that rate, all right? And you miss 100% of the shots you don't ask for. Okay, so you get on the phone and you speak to these people. Is it a pain? Sure. Sometimes you want to get on the phone and talk to healthcare providers all day. Most people don't, but I'm telling you, it's worth it to have a conversation with somebody. So let me reframe this, okay? Because Obamacare is only specific to the U.S., and we have people that listen to this show in over 100 countries. Let me just reframe this, okay? I don't know what country you live in. If you live in the United States or any place else where you're an entrepreneur and you need to now start paying for your own insurance, don't let that be the reason why you don't go out on your own. Because here's another big point that you need to understand. Let's say health insurance is $500 a month because you get that high deductible plan. And guys, think about it. I mean, that's for catastrophic stuff. That's if, you know, your kid's in children's hospital for a week or so, or anybody's in the hospital for a week or so. You know, hospital stay is going to be like $3,000 a day. I mean, that's what your insurance is for, okay? God forbid you're diagnosed with this with something that's going to cost a lot of money as well. That's what health insurance is for. These little nickel dime prescriptions and things like that, don't even think that that's going to cause you financial angst, because it's not. That's not a $100 doctor visit is not a big deal, all right? Pay the $100 doctor visit. All of that you can pay $25 a month for 4 months. They don't care. They're fine. They'll work with you. They will. They want paid. Also, though, understand this concept. Don't think so small that you can't earn an additional $500 a month. Don't think so small that you can't earn an additional $125 a week. Don't think so small that you can't make up that little difference, all right? Because if you're worried about paying health insurance premiums, how are you going to pay your mortgage? If you're worried about paying health insurance premiums, how are you going to buy groceries? I mean, our grocery bill is probably $1,000 a month for a family of five, soon to be a family of six when Susan comes home. I mean, there's other things to worry about. Health insurance is big. You can also, here's a big part of it that I didn't even talk about as well, is the, oh God, I'm drawing a blank. Oh, this is what happens when you start recording live. And what's the healthcare account, right? There's also that part of it where you put $6,000 a year and it's tax deductible, and you can use that to pay any type of medical, dental bills, anything like that, braces for your kids, your own dental vision, anything like that. Healthcare accounts, okay? Guys, don't let the boogeyman scare you is my point with healthcare. All right. As an entrepreneur, yes. It is a is it a big deal? Of course it is. Is it something that should stop you from going for your dream? Hell no. No, because you hopefully you're doing this part-time on the side, right? You're going after your dream on the side. You're doing this whole entrepreneurial journey. You're kind of testing it out there to see what you're really passionate about, if there's a marketplace for what you want to do, the service you want to provide. And you are going to make enough income to cover whatever premium. It's not going to be the traditional. It's never going to be the traditional healthcare insurance that's provided by your employer where, you know, it's a few bucks every paycheck, which it's not anymore, but let's just say it is, and no deductible and a $5 copay and prescriptions are all covered. Guys, those are cafeteria plans. At AT&T, they mixed it in with millions of other people so they could get the best rate. That's why it was so low. But you can't ever compare health insurance with a job just for the same reason you can never compare a job with being an entrepreneur. Why? Because entrepreneurship, there is risk involved. Remember, there's risk and then there's risky. There's risk in anything you do. There's risk in getting behind the wheel of a car and driving today. It's risky to get behind the wheel of a car after you downed a fifth of Jim Beam and blindfolded yourself, okay? I'm not asking you to do that as an entrepreneur. I'm saying you don't take a shot, the only shot you're ever going to get in this lifetime, because you're worried about healthcare, like Mark Twain said, I've known a great many problems in my life, most of which never happened, okay? So that thing you're worried about, I'm not saying it's never going to happen, but it probably won't. It hasn't happened to me, I guess is my point. And I'm just saying, I'm like most people, all right? I'm not unusual in the sense that I hadn't have a catastrophic event. With Susan being born in August last year at 1 pound, yeah, that is a huge medical bill. But do you hear me worried about it? I mean, do I sound frightened or scared? No, guys, I'm moving forward with the Everyday Saturday message. I'm still speaking on stages, but that's because I laid this groundwork 10 years ago. 10 years from now, my God, you're going to be celebrating all of your wins. Right? You're not going to be thinking about, oh boy, that health insurance 10 years ago, that really set me back on my journey. Ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. Don't live in a world of fear, okay? All right. There's my soapbox. This was a long show today, so we're going to keep this as the only podcast for today. Oh my God, no more Sam Crowley the rest of the day. Hey, but it was a good one, right? Jason, thank you so much for the question. If you have a question for me that you want me to read and answer on the Everyday Saturday podcast, the number one motivational show on the planet, hit me up, sam@everydayisaturday.com. sam@everydayisaturday.com. You can also hit me up on Twitter. Let me know you're listening to the show. And would you please leave a 5-star rating on iTunes? I mean, come on now. That's what I'm asking for as well, so people can find the show. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.